Call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Ms. Cornwell, do we have any changes to the agenda this evening?
There are no changes to the agenda.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
A second.
Moving seconded to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is to approve the minutes of the November 21st, December 12th, and December 19th meetings.
We would note, as they were sent out, Mr. Robertson had a couple of small changes, so they would be as revised if you so choose to approve them.
We do them all at once?
Sure.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as revised.
Second.
Moving seconded to approve the minutes of the November 21st, December 12th, December 19th, 2019 meetings as revised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision 2018-34, Keystone Bay, Baywood LLC, and Sussex Realty Company.
Mr. Chairman, council is going to read a motion into the record for me. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Mears. Mr. Mears had worked with me on the motion, so it being Mr. Chairman, Mr. Mears moves that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2018-34 for Keystone Bay, Baywood LLC, and Sussex Realty Company based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a subdivision within the coastal area and the AR1 zoning district. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum lot area of 7,500 square feet. Two, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 651 lots on 310.97 acres. This density is permitted in the AR1 zone and in the coastal area. Three, this is the location of a prior subdivision for 597 lots that received preliminary site plan approval on January 18, 2007. That approval has since lapsed. A new TIS has been required by DLDOT since that prior approval, and DLDOT is requiring extensive roadway improvements and contributions from this developer after taking into account other developments that have occurred in the area since 2007. Four, the proposed development is required to comply with all DLDOT roadway and entrance requirements. Five, the proposed subdivision meets the purposes and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Six, the subdivision contains approximately 136 acres of interconnected open space, which represents nearly 43% of the site. Seven, the project will be served by central water and sewer. Eight, the location is in a coastal area. According to the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the proposed subdivision is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Nine, this cluster subdivision is based upon a cluster design that is superior to a standard subdivision. The design includes a substantial amount of open space and buffering that could not be achieved within a standard subdivision. 10, the development complies with the requirements of the coastal area, and the applicant has performed wetland studies that resulted in a wetlands investigation report prepared by JCM Environmental, a geotechnical report prepared by Hillis Carnes Engineering Associates, Inc., and an environmental assessment of public facilities evaluation report prepared by the applicant's engineering firm. Results of those reports are taken into account in the design of the subdivision. 11. The proposed subdivision will not have an adverse impact on wetlands or other environmental features. In addition, there is extensive buffering throughout the design, including a 50-foot perimeter buffer, of which 20 feet will be landscaped or forested, and buffers of at least 100 feet between any wetlands and individual lot lines. This preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 651 lots within the subdivision. B, the final site plan shall confirm that at least 43% of the site remains as open space. C, as proffered by the applicant, no more than 100 building permits shall be issued in any one calendar year. D, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. E, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. F, as stated by the applicant, there shall be a buffer of at least 50 feet along the entire perimeter of the project. This perimeter shall include a forested or landscape buffer of at least 20 feet in depth. This perimeter buffer may include existing forest. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of these areas. G, Water's Edge Trail is a roadway providing access to properties that are not part of this development. This roadway shall remain known as Water's Edge Trail within the development. In addition, no homes within this development shall have direct access onto Water's Edge Trail. The developer shall also provide a location for mailboxes with sufficient parking at the intersection of Water's Edge Trail and Green Road for the off-site Water's Edge Trail properties. H, as stated by the applicant, there shall be a buffer of at least 100 feet between all wetlands and any lots. I, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. J, as proffered by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all internal streets. A system of fully shielded and downward screened street lighting shall also be provided. K, the subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system. L, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. M, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. N, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. O, construction site work and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. P, the applicant shall coordinate with a local school district regarding the location of a covered school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. Q, the development shall be served by a core recreational complex, including a clubhouse with a minimum of 4,000 square foot of floor area, an outdoor pool and deck area, a children's splash pad, a playground, four bocce courts, four pickleball courts, and two tennis courts. The core recreational complex shall be completed prior to the issuance of the 151st residential building permit. As proffered by the applicant, there shall also be 12 neighborhood parks built as each phase of the development of the subdivision is developed. Or the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided in forested areas that will be preserved. S, a grading plan shall be submitted to the Planning and Zoning Department as part of the final site plan. T, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And last but not least, U, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second, Chairman, that's my motion.
Okay.
Second again.
Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2018-34, Keystone Bay, Baywood LLC, and Sussex Realty Company for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2019-26, Michael W. Peterson and Mary E. Peterson.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2019-26 for Michael W. Peterson and Mary E. Peterson based on the record and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks to divide three existing lots into six new lots. More than 51% of the existing lots within the subdivision have approved this re-subdivision. Two, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Three, the land is zoned GR, which permits the density and the lot size that are proposed. Four, there is no evidence in the record that the proposed subdivision will adversely affect nearby uses of property values. Five, the subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Six, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Seven, the applicant has favorably addressed the items set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision code. Eight, because this is within the existing subdivision, a waiver from the buffer and street design requirements is appropriate. Nine, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than six lots within the subdivision. B, the final site plan shall address the shared maintenance of Jerry Drive by the owners of the lots in proportion with other lot owners having access to Jerry Drive. C, the final site plan is subject to the review and approval of Sussex County. Mr. Chairman, that's the motion.
A second.
I moved and seconded to recommend approval of subdivision 2019-26, Michael W. Peterson and Mary E. Peterson, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2019-2, Old Mill Landing South.
Mr. Chair, I respectfully request more time on this one, so I make a motion to defer.
Second. Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2019-2, Old Mill Landing South. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2019-13, Old Mill Landing North.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to defer.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2019-13, Old Mill Landing North. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2105, Frank Passwaters.
Is it 2205 or 2205?
It's
2205.
2205. Okay.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah,
stepping on the motion.
Sorry about that.
That's all good.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of CU 2205 for Frank Passwaters for an automobile and motorcycle repair shop based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the repair facility will be small, and with the conditions and stipulations placed on it, it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Two, the site is located on Railroad Avenue, which is a fairly well-traveled roadway. There is also an active railway next to the roadway. This is an appropriate location for a small business such as this one. Three, this small business will not have a negative impact on traffic or nearby roadways. Four, the use as a repair facility is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. Five, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. B, security lighting shall be downward screened and shall be directed away from neighboring properties and roadways. C, any dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighbors and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. D, all repairs shall be performed indoors. No automobile parts shall be stored outside. E, no junked, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles, motorcycles, or trailers shall be stored on the site. F, there shall not be any parking in the front yard setback. G, all parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. Vehicles shall only be parked within these designated areas. H, as stated by the applicant, any tow trucks associated with the business shall be stored indoors when not in use. I, all oils and other fluids shall be properly stored indoors in appropriate containers. The applicant shall also comply with all state and federal requirements for the disposal of these fluids. J, the site shall be subject to all Del Dot entrance and roadway requirements. K, the hours of operation shall be 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall not be any Sunday hours. L, any violation of these conditions shall be grounds for termination of this conditional use. M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's the motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2205, Frank Passwaters, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Next item is the change of zone number 1902, John C. Stamato, care of Rivera Development, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, and just for the benefit of the commission on this one, recall that, well, first of all, so it's a change in zone from HI or from CR to HI, and there was some conversation during the commission's hearing about whether that complied with our current comprehensive plan. The 08 plan was a little, and I know Mr. Fuqua addressed this in his presentation too, the 08 plan was a little more, I don't want to say loose, but it was not as specific in what could go in what areas. The folks here that were on the commission when we went through all the current comp plan, we tried to tighten that up a little bit, you know, so it would be more of a planning tool. But I think at the same time, you know, the commission all realized we didn't want to deviate from what the plan says, particularly right out of the gate. Not that we should ever do it, but we don't want to start, you know, ignoring what the maps say or deviating from them, you know, after having spent all that time on the plan. In this case, I think there was sort of a feeling or consensus among the commission that maybe this was an area that was missed in that future land use map, given that it's, you know, right next to a railroad, it's right outside the town of Georgetown, it's near the county's industrial park, it's along Route 9, you know, which is one of the more major roads in the county. And I think the way, and I've talked to Mr. Hopkins about this, we sort of talked about during the hearing, is we can make a recommendation, if you're inclined to make a recommendation to approve it, that says to the county, all right, you know, we recommend approve it, let's go make it match, just change up the future land use map. And Ms. Cornwell's checked with the Office of State Planning Coordination. That's not that complicated to do. We don't have to go get the governor to certify it and all those steps that we had to do with the original comp plan. So it's not, that's not an unworkable solution. And I think, you know, as those two things go in parallel, we'll be able to get it straight. But I think in this case, you know, that's what should be done, is get the map to match what's appropriate out there, frankly. Because, you know, one of the things I would say when you go back through, and I think Mr. Fuquay talked about it, we spent some time not only on the future land use map in this plan, but also modes of transportation, including, you know, the use of rail lines in Sussex County for freight and other things. And this is one of those rare spots where we, you know, kind of touch on all those factors. So yeah, that was a real long explanation, but I wanted to kind of get that out there as the, yeah, the process of it.
No, I definitely appreciate that. It's we did spend a lot of time on the whole plan, but you know, it's unlimited how much time you could spend.
Oh, right.
You know, I mean, you could just zero in on so many details like this one, the HI.
Right.
It seems like, you know, it seems like to take a stab at it like we do every 10 years now, but then something like this, it seems like once a year there should be an opportunity for folks to come in and say, hey, what about this? Yeah. What about this? Like, you know, we had the other one that we talked about, Hudson.
Right.
And there's probably others where maybe if they could just kind of assemble it, and then once a year the person in Janelle's place could go to the state and say, hey, we have these 10 yeah, different locations that we would like to get changed and something like that.
Yeah, no, we've sort of talked about that internally. You know, this may be one that wouldn't necessarily wait for that
I'm not suggesting that at all.
And it works out pretty well because, Mr. Hopkins, as you may remember, annually in July, or I guess with this plan, I'm not sure what the date would be, but we have to give an update to the state on the state of our comprehensive plan every year anyhow. So that's a good time to tie that in with that, you know, kind of just take a look at it, or if anybody has any requests, yeah, you know, they can
so make. We're not just going to them every other public hearing.
Right. Yeah. The one thing too on this one, it's not, you know, we're not asking the future land use, or suggesting, I guess, the future land use map to be amended to say it has to be HI in this area. It's a change. It's kind of a little bit of a quirky thing in our plan. It's commercial area now, which the commercial area doesn't list HI as a permitted use. The change would be to a developing area, which actually exists closer into Georgetown. It's sort of in that area anyway. And that doesn't mean that HI has to go there. It means that you could do this, the commercial, the business, a variety of uses, including HI, if it's appropriate. So it doesn't mandate that HI in this location has to be there, or other properties have to be HI. It just makes that option available. And it makes this application consistent with the plan.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. All right, I appreciate that. Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of CZ 1902 for John C. Stepanto, for a change in zone from CR1 to HI1 based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons, but contingent upon the amendment to the Sussex County future land use map. The reasons for this recommendation are as follows. One, this site is in on a property that has frontage along Route 9, although the area to be rezoned to HI1 is set back from Route 9 approximately 1,000 feet. Route 9 is classified as a major arterial roadway. While the proposed HI1 area does not have direct frontage on Route 9, Route 9 is an appropriate entrance location for vehicular access to the site. Two, the entire site is currently zoned as C1 and CR1. Properties on either side of the entire site are zoned C1. There are also a number of commercial and industrial type uses in the area. The proposed HI-1 area is compatible with the surrounding zoning and uses. 3. The site is bounded on the south by an active roadway, railroad. The railroad separates this property and any potential uses on it from properties south of the railroad. 4. The adjacent railroad is operated by the Delmarva Central Railroad Company, which connects to other rail service providers. Delmarva Central has submitted a letter in support of the application and indicates that the rezoning to HI-1 will promote further economic opportunities for rail service in Sussex County. 5. This rezoning to HI-1 promotes transportation goals in the Sussex County Land Use Plan, which states in section 13.2.2 that the county's goods movement freight network is an integral component of the transportation network as well as the economy. However, the main element of the freight network is the roadway system, which carries trucks, motor freight. One means of reducing truck impacts is to shift more freight to rail. Although opportunities to do that are limited, this site presents an opportunity to achieve this goal. 6. The rezoning will not have an adverse impact on the area, and if anyone seeks to start a potentially hazard use on the property, the Sussex County Zoning Code provides an additional layer of protection by requiring a public hearing and approval of the use by the Board of Adjustment. 7. No parties appeared in direct opposition to the rezoning. 8. The rezoning promotes the health, safety, morale, welfare, convenience, order, and prosperity of the present and future residents of Sussex County by establishing an HI-1 zone property at an appropriate location with access to major arterial road and rail service. 9. This recommendation is contingent on an amendment to the future land use map as currently shown in the comprehensive plan. According to the future land use map, the site is within a commercial area which does not permit HI-1 zoning in that area. However, this site should be amended to a developing area which does permit HI-1 zoning. Because of the active rail line, the map should not have precluded HI-1 zoning from being one of the possible zoning districts for this area. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1902, John C. D'Amato in care of Rivera Development, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the Memorandum of Understanding between Sussex County and DelDOT.
So, Mr. Chairman, on this one, as you know, we had one public hearing over two different meetings, and there was a lot of good information that was submitted, and there was, conversations that the Commission had during those hearings, and also some individual conversations with me, with regard to legal advice in terms of, what the MOU said, some of those comments and some suggested changes. We were able to do was, when you look at there was a lot of great comments, and in many cases there was overlap, there was consistency and things we should fix within the MOU based on those comments, and then there were some individual items, and then there were some general items. So what the motion does for your benefit and the benefit of the public, it has several recommendations for changes within the MOU, and it references those by paragraph when appropriate and line number when appropriate. And I realize, for particularly the folks here and people that are maybe watching online, when you hear this motion read, it's going to sound Greek because it's going to refer to a bunch of line numbers. So what we're going to do is tomorrow, because County Council has its hearing on Tuesday on the MOU, we're going to get on within the county council packet the MOU with line numbers and then an MOU with a red line showing what it looks like as a result of this motion. So that'll be a lot easier to follow than this motion, but we've got to do it in motion form procedurally. So for the benefit of the folks here tonight or anybody that's watching online, tomorrow there will be a version of the MOU that reflects what I'm going to read here in a moment.
Cool. it may not be online tomorrow, but it will be part of the packet because they work on the packet for tomorrow.
Well, yeah, it'll be some, yeah, it's council packet sometime later.
They work on that tomorrow, so.
Not like at 8:30 in the morning or, you know, even noon or 1 necessarily.
More like 4:30.
Yeah, yeah.
Five.
It's going online.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. So that motion, Mr. Chairman, if you would like, and then if anybody wishes to make that as their motion and second, then you can vote, but I'll go ahead and read it. The motion being a recommendation to approve the MOU between Sussex County and the Delaware Department of Transportation for the following reasons, but also subject to the following recommendations. One, the Del.dot MOU is required by Title IX of the Delaware Code. Title IX also requires Sussex County to establish a traffic level of service, or LOS, suitable to both Del.dot and Sussex County. Two, our current MOU dates back to 1988, and a review and update of the MOU is appropriate at this time. Several of the terms and processes identified in the current MOU have been revised. It is necessary for a new MOU to incorporate these revisions. Three, the prior MOU only addressed rezonings. The proposed revised MOU addresses not only rezoning decisions, but also major subdivisions, residential plan communities, and residential conditional uses. Four, the new MOU is the result of significant work and discussions between representatives of Sussex County and representatives of Del.dot. Five, constructive public comment was received through a hearing spread over two different planning and zoning meetings. That information was taken into account by looking at appropriate recommendations to council for possible revisions to the draft MOU. Six, it is clear in the MOU and with the recommended revisions that Sussex County retains control over land use decisions within its jurisdiction. Seven, based on the information provided during the public hearings, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following recommendations. For ease of tracking, many of them reference line numbering. A line number version of the MOU should be utilized during the public hearing at County Council. A red line version of these changes will also be forwarded to County Council with these recommendations. The recommendations are as follows. One, in the sixth whereas clause at line 25, the word, quote, the, close quote, should be deleted. Number two, paragraph three at lines 103 to 107 should be deleted. While it is necessary to take into account seasonal traffic volumes in all analyses, this is already undertaken as part of Del.dot's mandated methods of analysis. The rest of the paragraphs thereafter should be renumbered accordingly. Three, at paragraph five, line 110, add the word diminutive prior to negligible. Both are defined terms, and in neither case should additional traffic analysis be required. Four, in paragraph seven at line 128, the following sentence should be added for clarity about how a TIS is reviewed by Del.dot. Quote, Del.dot shall provide a technical evaluation of the TIS in the form of written comments in a traffic impact study review letter, parentheses TISRL, close parentheses, period, close quote. Then the next sentence should be revised so that it states, quote, Del.dot's scoping requirements for the TIS and its TISRL should consider the effects of active or proposed transportation improvements in the adopted six-year capital improvements program, current transportation plans and committed off-site improvements, the current Sussex County comprehensive plan, and also recommend phasing for development as may be appropriate given the location of the project. Five, in paragraph 10 at line 154, letter parentheses D close parentheses should be revised so that it states, quote, little d in parentheses, the application will have a diminutive, comma, negligible or minor impact, parentheses, with no requirement for a TIS, close parentheses, as described above, close quote. This way, it is clear that such smaller land use applications can proceed to a public hearing without the need for a TIS. Six, in paragraph 11 at line 156, change the word at the beginning of the first sentence from when to if. Seven, at paragraph 12, at line 164, delete the first sentence of paragraph 12 in its entirety and revise the remaining sentences of paragraph 12 so that the paragraph now states, quote, if in Del.dot's opinion, comma, there are appropriate conditions of approval that it recommends should be imposed on a land use decision, comma, Del.dot shall offer those conditions as part of the TISRL or as part of its technical advisory committee review for consideration by Sussex County. Any such proposed conditions shall be clearly summarized by Del.dot's in its analysis of the TOA, the TISRL, or other written comments. Sussex County shall consider the proposed conditions, but shall not be obligated to include them as part of any approval, close quote. Number eight, in paragraph 13 at line 174, change, quote, required by Del.dot, close quote, to quote, recommended by DelDOT, close quote. In the same paragraph at lines 174 to 177, change the second sentence to state, quote, to accomplish this, DelDOT should clearly and concisely state what phasing is appropriate for the subject land use application so that Sussex County may impose that recommendation into its various approvals as appropriate, close quote. At line 188, change TIS to reference TISRL and add the word, quote, process, close quote, after TISLR. 9, delete paragraph 14 at lines 193 to 194 in its entirety. 10, under the heading site plan coordination, at paragraph 4 at line 275, add the words, unless bonded in accordance with DelDOT requirements, in quotes, to the beginning of the sentence to confirm that DelDOT may grant an entrance permit if certain construction work is bonded. Number 11, under the heading site plan coordination, at paragraph 5, lines 278 to 280, add a similar reference to bonding so that the sentence now states, quote, Sussex County will withhold issuance of the certificate of compliance until DelDOT has received appropriate bonding or has accepted the entrance construction and issued the notice to the owner that the entrance construction permit has been issued. 12, under the heading site plan coordination, add a new paragraph 6, which is the coordination described in this section shall take into consideration any phasing of the land use project. 13, in addition to recommendations 1 through 12, the following more general recommendations should also be considered by council. A comment was received that the fee in lieu, and that's in quotes, should be changed to, quote, area-wide study fee, close quote, at line 46, with the following new definition. A fee collected to complete an area-wide study that includes the proposed land use or transportation improvements that benefit the proposed land use. Payment of an area-wide study fee in lieu of a TIS will not preclude a developer's responsibility for funding and or construction of its share of off-site improvements. These improvements may be determined to be needed by the area-wide study or other studies, including TISs received for other nearby developments, close quote. DelDOT was unable to comment on this suggestion. County Council should consult with DelDOT as to whether this is an appropriate revision. And finally, B, comments were received about reorganizing the MOU for clarity. The proposed MOU is organized so that it follows the general format and order of the 1988 MOU rather than completely rewriting or reorganizing the document. However, County Council with staff should consider reorganizing parts of the document for clarity. And that's the end of that motion. That last one was, you know, we talked about reorganization. There were some comments on doing it so it makes some sense. Yeah, so, okay, go ahead if you want to second it.
Second.
On that last one, the reorganization, rather than try to do that at this level, we felt like that would just confuse things. It wasn't changing the subject matter of it. It was just changing the order of it. And to try to make that specific recommendation to council would probably just gum it up, frankly, at this stage. So,
okay.
That's fine. Moved and seconded.
Okay. Yeah. It's been moved and seconded. Now, let me ask you about your motion. This is a motion.
It's a motion
to what?
Recommend approval with recommendations.
Approval with changes.
Yeah,
of
the MOU.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval with changes for the memorandum of understanding between Sussex County and DelDOT. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meetings to view the commission's deliberation and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your comments and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Also, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or prevented by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, so we thank you. Our first public hearing.